Okay, at this time, we're going to move to item 8.5. The consideration of approval of resolution number 2014-127, approving an investment policy pursuit to the Public Funds Investment Act and other related provisions. Mr. Stahl?
Yes, the City of Short Acres complies with the Public Funds Investment Act, and we have adopted in 2005 an investment policy. The Public Funds Investment Act requires, amongst other things, that the council review the investment policy annually and reaffirm it. In your packet is resolution 2014-27, which is such resolution. And attached to it is Exhibit A, which is the investment policy of the City of Short Acres. And it sets out the scope, objectives, strategy, authorized investments, legal limitations, delegation of investment authority, prudence, internal controls, safekeeping and collateralization, performance evaluation of depositories, and that council has reviewed this. It is the same language that we have adopted since 2005 annually, having reviewed. It's very conservative. It does require that all of our investment funds be fully collateralized, including what's in our checking account. We currently are using Wells Fargo, and they do that, which is to say beyond what you have in terms of insurance, above and beyond that, every dollar that we have on account there is fully collateralized, which means that there is an instrument pledged against it. In the case of default of the banking institution, we're made whole. This does set out what the maximum percentage of investments in our portfolio are. We specifically don't do any business paper. Like I say, it's very conservative. This allows us to do 100% in treasury obligations and government agencies and instrumentalities, up to 50%, collateralized CDs up to 50%. We have about 30% or less in CDs today. Allows us to do 100% in money market funds, 80% on 100% local government investment pools, which we do to a maximum percentage of 20% of ownership of the pool, which we've come nowhere close to participating in tech school. So this is largely a housekeeping action, although it does require council to take a look at that and see if there are any changes that you want to make in our investment policy and adopt a resolution.
Mr. Jones, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, my sense is that we would hold off on this one, but I'll look council with you, make sure. That's my thought.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
No, I don't have any questions.
I spoke with the mayor earlier to let y'all know, and Mr. Bunker, I didn't talk to Nancy Snell because of the Toma resolution. He was, because of course we get this earlier, he was approved for it. He didn't have an issue with it. So, and other than Nancy being out, if y'all wish, do you want to move it before I ask the citizens?
We've been using the same resolution since 2005. This is not anything new.
Correct. Okay. Let me ask the citizens' comments, then we'll go back to it. Any comments from the citizens? Okay. Well, if there's no comments from the citizens, I know you have said it's been posted. Resolution number 2014-27, I'll make a motion to approve it. Resolution of the City of Short Acres approving investment policy pursuit to the Public Funds Investment Act to contain the provisions related to subject to finding compliance with the open meetings law. All those in favor?
I'll second.
You want me to second? Excuse me. All those in favor?
Sorry.
Aye. Steve, is that an aye or nay?
Aye.
Resolution 2014-27 passes. Moving on to 8.6, consideration approval resolution 2014-128, authorized representatives to sign the accounts and represent the city transaction business with Wells Fargo Bank. Mr. Stahl.
Yeah, this adds the chief of police. We, on our checking accounts, so we have two signatures on our checks. Typically, that's the mayor and I, and in the absence of the mayor pro tem, and in the absence of the mayor pro tem, the police chief. Gives us enough depth to be able to sign payroll checks and to pay the bills. This is really no change from what we've historically done. It just adds Chief Harrison to the list. The resolution is required so that we can get a new signature card executed at Wells Fargo Bank. And this is only for the checking accounts. This does not impact any of our investment accounts.
Mr. Jones, any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Whalen?
No, sir.
Any comments from the citizens? Okay, at this time I'll ask for a motion for 2014-128.
Make a motion that we adopt resolution 2014-128 for the city of Shore Acres, amending the authorized representatives to sign the account.
I'll second. I do. I have a second.
It's an
Amber Alert. If you would, everybody please check your phones so they don't go off in the council meeting anymore. Thank you. Okay. All right, so 2014-128 has been authorized.
Okay.
You guys can turn off and alerts on your phone if you go to notifications okay. And alerts.
Okay, moving on. 8.7, item discussion review resolution 2012-94, adopting 2012 goals and governance plans. This is going to be brought by Alderman Wheeler. I think he has a speaker here tonight and a PowerPoint presentation. So we'll let Alderman Wheeler take it.
Yes, thank you. This item has been brought to council's attention on a couple of different occasions. Mr. Patrick Stanton has pushed this agenda item for various reasons. One, because we actually have a governance plan that was adopted in 2012. I've read over this plan, and I think, Dave, did we make copies for? Is it
for the public?
Yeah,
no.
Just the. Anyway, I tried to do a little research to find out what the driving force was behind this, and apparently we had a retreat from some of the council members back in 2012. They've adopted this resolution. I've read over it. It's quite frankly very general, and for the most part, I think that the council and staff has lived up to most of the items that are in this document. However, Mr. Stanton has put forth a list of some items for our examination, possible goals that we can set for ourselves, and at this time, I'll let Mr. Stanton address the council and the city.
Yes. Thank you, Councilman Wheeler. First, I'd like to give a little history. Mr. Wheeler was kind enough to come over to my house last Monday or Tuesday, and I've spoken about this the last two meetings, and he said what I like to have it as an agenda item, because if it's an agenda item, then council can respond and ask questions, and so can the citizens. If you would, thank you. Pass it around. Now, in this document that was made by council 18 months ago, one of the things that it says in the documents, City of Shore Acres, City Council and Staff Expectations. And the expectations are, be realistic in expectations given time and money available to staff. Develop SMART objectives, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, timely. Accomplish the task assigned. And also at the time, the consultant that presented this retreat, I asked him, should goals and objectives be prepared? And his answer was yes. So it's been 18 months. So it's time to to go over the goals and objectives. I made up a bunch. Where's that? I made up kind of a laundry list of things. And I'm not wed to these at all. This is just something to spur council to do something. So, without further ado, I'm not trying to convince council that my one-page set of goals is what should be adopted. Only that council should follow what the 2012 Goals and Governance Plan has stated. So I prepared a little dog and pony show here for you. Okay, how do we work this? I'm a flip. Help right, me out here.
This is the right side here.
Right there?
Oh, right here on this ring, right up there.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Okay. I feel like, this is my opinion, that the goal participants should be the mayor, the council, all city employees. All. That's every patrolman, every clerk, every person that works in public works. A representative from Parks and Recreation, a representative from the Board of Adjustment, and a representative from Planning and Zoning.
That's the right side of the green ring.
You want to do this for me, David?
Sure.
Okay, goals and objectives requirements. I say you must have your approval of the immediate supervisor. It must be measurable. The review date should be mutually agreed upon. The goals need to be realistic. The goals must be achievable. Goals need to have time constraints. Goals should not be part of your normal job. I mean, you're supposed to do your normal job anyway. Okay, can I have the next one? Okay, here's some areas of consideration. It's not the only areas, but these are ones that I came up with real fast. Quality of life issues. Environment. Noise, pollution, crime, etc. Roads, water, sewage, trash. Playgrounds, parks, education, and events. Citizen safety. Fire and police response time. Police first responder equipment. Animal control. Asset value. To maximize our home values. Maintain and improve city equipment. Increase city revenues and decrease expenses. Improve flood and hurricane protection. Could I have the next one, please? The purpose of goals and objectives. To support the organizational goals. To support your immediate supervisor's goals. To improve efficiency and knowledge. To improve our financial position. To correct existing problems. Next one, please. So first off, let's look at to support the organizational goals. It says in that document that was prepared 18 months ago, the Intergovernmental Cooperation Strategy. Continue working with the Port of Houston on the sound and noise reduction issues. And some of the goals that I had that would support that would be attend Board of Houston, Port of Houston monthly meeting and coordinate a city interface. Consult with Princess and Norwegian Cruise Lines regarding mutual assistance by May the 1st. I don't really care about the date, but I think you need to set a date. Meet with Chairman Longoria to discuss correction measures by July 1st, 2014. Finance strategy. This was, again, within the original document. Seek opportunities with the city's grant writer to increase revenue sources for projects and programs. And I have here, write a grant to implement shoreline flooding prevention by September 1st, 2014. And we talked tonight, you're going to have engineering studies, but we have no money to actually implement what the engineering requirements come up with. Okay, you have the next one, please. To support your immediate supervisor's goals, public work strategy. Develop a more comprehensive drainage ditch maintenance program. And I put under there, mow all ditches a minimum of 3 times per year with a completion date of December 31st. Code enforcement strategy. Develop strategies for a stricter and more comprehensive code enforcement program. such as dog control. Furnish all new officers with a written critique of major ordinances. Assist the police department by participation in a drive-along to point out variances from existing ordinances. Another thing was said was planning strategy. Identify and develop incentives to encourage new construction. Interview present contractors within the city to identify areas that they feel are a hindrance to fast, efficient construction. Next one, please. To improve efficiency and knowledge. Planning strategy. Prepare a zero-based budget that maintains current property tax rate and returns $50,000 to the rainy day reserve. You know, for 5 years, we've been rebuilding from height. Well, it's time to put a little bit back. We've been taken out of it. Code enforcement strategy. Review 2 ordinances and make recommendations for changes. I know Councilman Schnell had said this when she was running, that she thought we ought to review some of the older ordinances. And in fact, our former mayor did that one night with the thing about the palm leaves on the houses, if you recall. Okay, can we have the next one, please? To improve our financial position, develop a communication strategy, meet with the precinct 2 commissioner who lives in Shore Acres, LaPorte ISD superintendent, who has the say about where Bayshore Elementary used to be, that lot over there that we're doing nothing with. The Port of Houston chairman and various mayors, so we could also get best practices from the various mayors. For instance, the city of LaPorte, they have a suit against the Port of Houston. We have no idea where that stands, but that does involve us. Develop an emergency management strategy. Review annually all outside contracts for fire, utilities, and ambulance. Now, the council has done some of that. Now, for instance, we have a new dispatch service now. But also, we need to make sure that the time that it takes to get to the citizens is controlled and measured. You know, how long does it take for the police department to answer a call? How long does it take for the ambulance to come to your house? I had some experience with the ambulance. It took 12 minutes for them to get to my house. Okay, see the next one. To correct existing problems, continue working with the Port of Houston on sound and noise reduction strategy. Attend LaPorte CAC and CCAP meetings. Right now, Anita Willis used to do that. And Richard Adams used to do that. I used to do that. I don't think anybody's doing it right now. Develop a more comprehensive drainage ditch maintenance program strategy. Mow wall ditches a minimum of 3 times per year. Eliminate grass encroachment 2 times per year. And I think that's it. Any questions from council? Questions from the citizens. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. I really appreciate that. I do think this is one of the things our city is lacking in planning and looking forward. What do we want our city to look like and how are we going to get there? And I think this helps us right now, and then I'd like to see us move into really looking at what we want our city to look like.
Thank you.
Mr. Stan, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Ms. Victor.
Diane Victor, 3346 Miramar. Patrick, do you know how much this Golden and Objectives retreat, what the city paid for that, or maybe David knows?
I think it was a couple $1,000s, but I don't know specifically.
I don't have that information with me. David, do you have it?
Oh, I can get it. I just don't have it on top of my head.
I would like to know, because I think if we invested that much money and having consultants come or go off and meet with it, that we should use it for something. I mean, that's a building block to help us with some of the strategies that Patrick presented. So I would like to know how much we spent on that retreat. Did we pay for housing, stay overnight, food and everything for the council members, and how much it cost?
The meeting was held here in the city.
It was held here?
Yeah.
Well, I'd still like to know, and I'd like to know who it was that put it on.
Ron Cox.
Ron Cox.
Ron Cox.
Ron Cox. Ron Cox. Yeah. He's a consultant. He's a former city manager from the city of Friendswood.
Okay.
Diane, I went back and looked at the minutes and the resolutions and all that from May 2012 all the way up to July to try to get as much information as I could. As I stated before, I never found anything as to where this proposal came from, but it was done. It was done here, and this consulting gentleman came up with these this plan. Mr. Stanton has obviously taken this to the next level to give us a few more ideas, because like I said, these items are fairly general, and as I said before, I believe this council has addressed a lot of these items that are in this governance plan. But there are certainly things to look into for the future. Not all of them, obviously financially we can't afford to do all of them, but you know, some of the things that don't really cost anything, and other than a little bit of time and maybe appointment of some people, Mr. Stanton addressed his concerns with the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have vacancies on various committees that we need to try to fill those vacancies. We need volunteers, but we do need to look into some of those things. And Patrick, I thank you very much
and
for bringing this up.
You brought up Dale
Stroudwell.
Go ahead. So I'm looking. I wasn't looking at the dates. They're 2014, and this was adopted July 23rd, 2012. Can the city administrator answer what has been done? I see that there are completion dates here, but are you monitoring where we are in the process of each one of these goals and objectives?
Those dates are mine, okay? That right there is what I came up with, okay? The governance plans had no commission, you know, had no completion dates.
Yeah.
They had no one responsible for doing anything. It's just a general thing, and that's probably the way it should be. And what I'm trying to do is get somebody to commit to something, you know, and put some dates and do something, you know, instead of just ignoring it.
Well,
I suggested to Mayor Weber when he first took over that it would be a good team building exercise when he had all these new council people that didn't even know it existed. It would have been a good idea for them to get together and talk about it. Nothing happened.
Well, then my question goes back to the city administrator, Mr. Stahl. Who called the meeting? I mean, you had a meeting. The city council adopted the goals. Were you there?
Well, yeah, it was a process. It was discussed at council meetings, and the services of Mr. Cox was retained, and council set meeting dates here at the council meeting in open session, and held a meeting. It was a typical management brainstorming type of exercise where everyone participated and collaborated in what the goals should be, and he was a facilitator of that. And then council came up with the various things in the expectations and areas of emphasis, and then he compiled that into the report, and he brought it back here and presented it at a public council meeting as the goals and governance plan. So it was a full collaborative process. It wasn't like he...
No, I understand. I know I've been through a SMART workshop before. But my question, I guess, is, so in that, did he not also have a paper saying how these goals and objectives would be implemented? Or wouldn't that have been your job to take it from that point and then start implementing the goals and objectives?
It was...
Or do you think that was the mayor's responsibility?
It was an ongoing process, and it was initiated by Mayor Ahrens. And... She got it this far, and
how far? Not this far.
She got it to the July 23rd meeting of adopting the goals and governance plan,
and it stopped.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Wheeler, were you on council at that
time? No, ma'am, I was not.
Oh, I thought you. No, it was the mayor.
Matt was on
that. No, Matt.
Stevens, you were on that.
Stevens, you were still on Hetzel. So what happened? How did the ball get dropped? We came up with these goals and objectives.
I think you're missing the point here. The ball didn't get dropped. We have actually.
That's what I'm asking. What has been accomplished?
Well, have you seen the goals and governance plan? This is what I got from the city website. This is the things, the presentation that Mr. Stanton gave to us today was his vision of what this goals and governance plan should represent in his mind.
Right.
This is not the goals and governance plan right here.
So there is a plan written.
There is a plan written. I printed it off. As I said before, it is somewhat general. It covers some key points, and I was hoping to have copies for the citizens. But like I said, it's somewhat general. But each council, in the course of doing their due diligence and their jobs, have addressed some of these items. Some of these items get addressed during our budget workshops. Some of them just, like I said, if you look at the leadership philosophy, it's the first page of this particular document. You know, it's basically we all agree to play nice together. We listen to each other. We be honest, be responsive, you know, not non-judgmental, this type of thing.
I think what it's doing is opening it's opening the door, though. This is the first step in something that basically what happened, it wasn't that the ball dropped, in my opinion. I think what happened, it just ceased. People didn't push forward and do anything.
It ceased. Like I said, we accomplished some of these things and everything.
Smart. If it's smart, be achievable and all that, needs to be ongoing, but it's written down somewhere. There should be some type of...
Well, this will be for the next step, basically, for the council to get together, have a special meeting, and start going.
July. I mean, we've gone.
Where we've gone, now this is where we're at today. Now it's time to move forward. This is a good plan that's been brought up. What's in the past can't be changed. We have to move forward. We didn't do it. What are we going to do to fix it from this point? Well, my point is, what are we going to do now? Now it's been brought up. You've had a man spend his time on it. One of the citizens of the city sent up and said, this is what needs to happen, council. Y'all going to do something. I think it's time for us to move on to action. So the next thing is for us to see who puts it on the agenda next to start developing this and start getting the committee and things moving.
As I said, this was not something that the ball got dropped. No, we didn't. I had never seen this particular resolution until Mr. Stanton brought it up. But if you read through the whole resolution, this whole governance plan, these are not too terribly difficult to accomplish what we haven't done. And I don't think any of the past council has done is do a comprehensive set of goals. As I said before, goals are fine to have. If you were to try to adopt everything that's on the list that Mr. Stanton provided us, we'd never get anything done. The best thing to do is pick and choose what you feel like that you can accomplish, so that you have a target and you have a date that you feel like that you can accomplish it. And we do appreciate, you know, the insights into that. Some of these items simply are financially impossible for us to do at this time.
Mr. Stanton, let me get Mr. King on first.
I would recommend that you look up goals and objectives and see how that works, and maybe look into the SMART process and how these were developed in the first place, because council really needs to understand this before you move forward. And I don't think you do. Because goals and objectives and the SMART process would be constantly reviewed all the time. And you would be able to say, oh, yes, we did this. Look quick, we did this. Oh, we're working towards this. We did this. That's the goals up here, the objectives here. You got to get those to get to the goal. We should have some kind of something to show for what we've done since July 2012 towards these goals, is my opinion. And so for the future, let's look and see what goals and objectives are, and then let's work to meet them and have someone in charge of making sure that we review those periodically. I would think that would be the city administrator. It could be the mayor or whoever you decide to appoint. But to me, there should be something ongoing.
when it comes to goals and objectives.
Well, thank you. Well, there's been a lack of formality in that process. City Council and the administration have been using, this is in really two parts, and you look at the part that says areas of emphasis, not in what you was handed out tonight, but what is in the plan. The areas of emphasis has provided a framework that I know that this council has used in the budget process, which we've only done once since this was adopted, and has been used in the day-to-day planning and ongoing work with the city. And I can look here and point to real examples. One of the things that was identified was the community rating system, which is for flood insurance. That's pressed forward. Another thing that was identified that, interestingly enough, at the time that this was adopted, didn't look like it was something was doable, was identify and pursue opportunities for additional cell phone tower locations in the city and improve coverage. Well, since then, using this as an impetus, we have, in fact, expanded the cell coverage in the city. We've got two more carriers now on towers in the city. And so this, and there's just lots of examples in here where this did serve as a framework to give guidance for both budgeting and for action to try to achieve these particular items. And so I think it is going on. Certainly, you know, you can't just do it one time and then it's over.
But so the smart technique is, by doing just what you said, you need to look at it periodically and say what you've done. Yes,
right.
It's time consuming. Some people consider it every time. But if you're going to invest the time and money into doing goals and objectives, do it.
Yes, ma'am. Let Mr. Aquino was next, please. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Who?
Gervino.
Gervino, I'm sorry, sir. Excuse me. Okay. No, in response to the Bayport Bishop School property over here, that sitting item that they manicure pretty regularly, which is nice. They do a good job. Seth did go to the city, the school district superintendents on two occasions to make an offer to see whether they would accept an offer. And they just point blank just put up their hand and says, no, I'm just wondering. You know, I often wonder, and Ron Williams is wondering, and the board of Seth is wondering, why would they not even consider anything like that? When they spent $2 million plus to take the thing down that was a usable school. But we know that. And then spent $22 million to build one on a highway. And they only have, a couple of hundred students in that school?
I have to caution that that's not an item on the agenda.
Yeah.
And it would be
problematic. Well, he was talking about that issue.
But you got into a specific thing.
Yeah. Nice to know.
Yeah, I'd like to emphasize, Mike, I'm not asking you to take that list that I made. I'm just trying to spur you to do
something. I understand
that.
I think some of your audience doesn't understand.
Set your own priorities, that sort of thing. Put it in a performance evaluation.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I think some of the other citizens don't.
I've got two more citizens who want to speak. Mr. Crowe, he was...
Okay. No, just, you know, looking at it, it looks like we already had goals and objectives, and it just wasn't followed or weren't implemented. We spent money on it to attack there. That's a waste of money. I think we should do it again. We should not put goals in there that are not obtainable. If they're not obtainable, don't make it a goal. But we know what, we don't have the budget for it. You know, we need periodic checks to make sure that the taxpayers' money is being spent correctly. Those people there, we also need people that are accountable. If they don't do the job, why do they still have the job? You know, those are the kind of things we're concerned with as citizens. I think it's an excellent opportunity just for get goals and actually complete them. We have issues with our water. Let's do what it takes to get that done. We have problems with the police department. Let's do it. The only way this stuff is addressed in my experience here is coming to complain to city council and they don't know anything about it.
Thank you. Ms. Fitcher.
I would like to see some kind of either a quarterly or a semi-annual report from the city administrator where he indicates in writing some of the things that he just stood up there, sat up there and told us about. We have no way of knowing some of the accomplishments and how they go back to the original goals. And it would be really nice if there was something in writing that they took the original goals and we go back to that, where David was telling all these things that were used, the basic objectives and things that they used in order to go down that. That would be really nice, because then we would have at least something for the new council people to reflect on It would be really good as a history, and we could build on that. And I want to thank Councilman Wheeler for bringing this up. I think it's a really good thing. I do appreciate you being open and putting this on the agenda. And thank you, Patrick, so much for all your time. I appreciate it very much.
I would like to make one clarification. There seems to be some pointed things that David Stahl and the city administrator, the mayor of this town, drove this initiative.
Well,
okay, so it's really the mayor's initiative.
Well, it would be nice if the mayor did it.
I understand. And
administrator, mayor, council, I wouldn't care who would give us the quarterly report. And I think you're right. Maybe it should be the mayor. But it would be really nice if, and it doesn't have to be really detailed. It can be a general report. But it would be nice to use what we spent the money for to actually work on our goals and objectives so that, you know, any new councilman would come in and read those and at least they have a basic idea. I think that's what citizens would like to see. Thank you.
Mr. Victor.
Yeah, Jerry Victor, 3346 Miramar. Looked this over, and I looked it over a while ago. To me, the primary item in this whole package is to start with zero base budget. And since council should be working on that probably in March or April, that would be the time to start to try to achieve that one objective, that zero base budgeting. And that's all I have to say, but you know, your budgets have been, the budgets have been excessive in the last 3-4 years. So this may be the year to dig into it for next fiscal year and bring it to zero base. Yes, thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Terry Chris, 111 East Forest. I just wanted to say that, and I'm not really sure why they did away with the written minutes, and I mean, you all know the answer, but the way where I work, the way we do it is our, I guess the goals or objectives would be kind of listed at the end of the meeting minutes as action items. And they're revisited every single quarter, every single time we have a meeting with our joint owners, let's say, you know, we would go through every single one of those, update the action items. It doesn't mean that they were, you know, it was resolved or taken care of every 3 months, but you would go back and say if it was or it wasn't, and you just continue to leave it on the end of on the minute, and so it never goes away. And there's always a history, and it's never forgotten. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. Heather Wallace, 221 Seabrook. One of the ways that we communicate with our employees at the hospital is we have a stoplight report. So green means this is something you've asked for or a goal that we've achieved. Yellow is in the process, this is where we are. Red can't be done right now, and this is why. And so they can continually see updates of what we've accomplished that has been a goal or something they asked for. Just as a suggestion.
Thank you. Any other questions? That move is adjourn the meeting at 8:29.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Adjourned at 8:29.